as you say before, that final, that was obviously our first county final, and we didn't manage it over the line. Thankfully, since then we have, last year and then this year again. So I suppose we're a lot more further down the line, a bit more experienced now.
So I was going to say, Connor's home from Oz, and Malik is in as manager. There's a few changes and a few players like Lex of Ethan and Connor from Wickham come in. But you mentioned experience. Did you learn a lot from that final? And if so, what was it that you took into the rest of the campaigns after that?
Well, I suppose we definitely did. It's hard to put your finger on what went wrong that day.
Because you were very close.
Obviously. We're very close, yeah, but we probably were disappointed with how we played and how we performed on the day. So I think it's just that experience you spoke about, you know, people being a year older and stuff, and obviously Connor coming back speaks for itself. Malachy coming in, I think it just all that added together is just added to it, and thankfully got us there, got us over the line.
And with Connor coming back, even his whole work rate across the pitch, you know, he's obviously a very, very strong squad in general, but him coming back and even he's just that piece of the jigsaw that was just there.
Well, that's it. Like, I don't think it's any coincidence that Derry are doing so well and Glenn are also doing so well since Connor's came back. He's a phenomenal teammate. I think he'd struggle to find a better teammate in Ireland, to be honest. The work he goes through and the work he does for the team. So, to me, it's no surprise that success has fallen him.
Most teams that are successful or getting to finals, there's always a bond there. What's it like to play in this team? It looks like great crack when you're celebrating and up in the bus coming up through the town and all that there, but you know, in the middle of it all, what's it like?
It's hard to put into words, to be honest. It's unbelievable. You say, we've been playing together from no age and we're all really good friends, and to win with your friends is just something special.
Mm-hmm. You went to Croke Park, and you probably had more people that played in Croke Park than Moy Cullen would have had with all the school experience and different things. There was a stat floating around, I think it was the 2013 Hogan Cup final, there may have been something like 11 of you in the panel. As a player, what did you feel like going into Croke Park this time at senior level?
I suppose senior level is different than the Hogan Cup. We had played in it, two Hogan Cup finals, but it's a long time ago. I think the first one was 10 years ago. So I suppose you'd been there and done it before, so that was out of your head, but it was still relatively new. As you say, at senior levels, it's different, and first time getting in with the club as well. So it was unique in that way, but you try to sort of put that out of your head, and just, it's like any other game.
And I interviewed Emmett Bradley and Conor Glass after the game. They both talked about being in the Hogan stand and Monday Nina watching the final last year, and you know, Kilcoo winning and all the rest. Now you're here and the biggest day in club football. What does it mean?
I suppose we're probably still pinching ourselves a wee bit at times, but it's phenomenal to be here, and there's obviously a great buzz about, and rightly so. I suppose we've still a job to do, and it'll probably not mean as much as we think it'll mean if we don't go on and finish the job. So great occasion, great to be here. As I say, we're still pinching ourselves a wee bit, but we've still a job to do, so I'm trying to concentrate on that.
And finally, last year's beaten finalists are your opposition, so a tough one, an exciting game. What's your sort of take on looking forward to it?
Well, that's it, Kilmacud. They've obviously a lot more experience at this level than we have. As you said, they'll be carrying in serious hurt from last year, lost in the final, so that they'll be well up for it. And like, the great experience at Croke Park, we've only played in it once in the semi-final as a team, so they've all experienced that way. They're a massive club, so we know we're massively up against it. They're favourites, and rightly so we'll have to try and put our best foot forward and see where it takes us.